I had Eric Weddle on earlier this week, and now we're joined by a linebacker, a Rams linebacker, which makes him a Super Bowl champion. Not only a Rams linebacker, but somebody who had an enormous game in the Super Bowl. 7 tackles, 3 quarterback hits, 2 tackles for a loss, 1 pass defensed, and a sack, all in the Super Bowl. For the season, he had 61 tackles, 3 quarterback hits, 2 INTs, and a sack. He was the 103rd pick overall in last year's draft. Ernest Jones is my guest. Ernest, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good, dude. Good. So let me ask you, for the rest of your life, you are going to be introduced as such, as a Super Bowl champion. How does that feel, and does it feel the way you thought it would?
Oh, it feels exactly how I thought it would. It's still, like, surreal for me. I'm still kind of in the moment. Like, at 22 years old, to just say I've won a Super Bowl, like, it's unbelievable.
That is incredible. I was going to ask you about that, and I will ask you about that. The fact that you're a 22-year-old guy and you've already won it. I've got to ask, though, what was the parade experience like for you yesterday? I'm an L.A. native, so I had an absolute blast watching it. What was it like to be in the middle of it?
Man, it was amazing. Like, just seeing all the fans come out and support, like, just feeling their energy. They were just as excited as us. Like, just knowing that they're Rams fans, that they're happy, you know, this was a long time coming. It was amazing, like, the whole entire parade, everything.
Ernest Jones is joining us. I loved how fired up Sean McVay got. He got loose. He was chanting, run it back, run it back. He had his red silo cup. He was in the moment, man. He was shredded and feeling it. How fired up were you to see your coach get like that?
No, I was definitely lit with him. Like, man, it was amazing to just see him out there having fun with us. We usually see him, you know, he's always usually a fun guy to be around. But to see him let go like that was amazing.
You know, Ernest, it's one thing for you to be able to say, hey, I'm 22 and I've won a Super Bowl ring or a championship, but it's not just that you're a champ. You had a massive game in the Super Bowl, as I mentioned, 7 tackles, 3 quarterback hits, and a sack. As a defense, before I get into your individual play, as a defense, what was your mindset? Did you feel like you guys would have success getting home, getting to, and hitting Joe Burrow consistently?
Well, we knew, like, coming into the game that AD was going to just command a lot of respect, and just knowing that a lot of teams slide towards AD and get as much protection to him. So as far as getting home, I knew that I would have my one-on-one opportunities with the back, and I just knew that I had to win majority of them. And I did so, and I was able to get home on Burrows at one point in time and able to affect him.
Right, so that one point in time, I was going to say, excuse me, that one point in time, that sack in the third quarter was a thing of beauty. Joe Mixon tried to get you on a blitz pickup, but you ran over slash right through him, and you kept on going after Burrow. What do you remember about that play, and then how good did it feel to get home and get that sack?
And I just remember, like, the hole was just wide open, and I just remember it just being me and him. And most of the time that we were pass blocking against me, he was just sitting back. And I was just going right into him and bullying him. But this time, he attacked me. So I knew he was going to try to cut me. So just being able to get my hands down and get my kind of my body and legs out of the way was just great, and able to just go get the quarterback.
Ernest Jones of the Rams joining us. You also had that huge pass breakup when they went for it on 4th-and-1 in the first quarter. What did you see on that play?
The running back and the motion before. Knowing that the ball was going to be snapped because he was motioning to the boundary like that. And just when I seen the running back go out that way, I didn't really have him in man, but with a fast receiver like that, I kind of go towards that zone. And I was just able to get through that way. And Joe, you know, he double-clutched it, I believe, but he ended up throwing, and I was able to get a hand in there.
You know, Ernest, it seems like guys, whenever you talk to any athlete, any coach, any GM, it's always culture, culture, culture. And I think people get tired of hearing about that. But there's something to it, like something I've always respected about the Rams and about leadership and about Les Snead and Sean McVay is they're utterly fearless. Like Snead said, quote, wake up sprinting. Don't be scared. We're not trying to go 8-8, end of quote. What's it been like for you to come into this organization and be a part of this fearless group of guys and a fearless culture?
It's been great. Like, since day one, talking to Coach McVay and Les, I mean, it's been a we, not me mentality, and everybody in there embodies that. We all truly want to win, and we all wake up every day, regardless of circumstances outside of football, and we come in and we get ready to go, you know, compete and win a championship. And from day one, I had to come in and just follow their lead. And that's how we became world champions, just because we woke up every single day and just would not be denied, even when things weren't going our way.
You know, it sounds like to me, that sounds like a variation on my favorite theme, standard over feelings. Is that what you're talking about right there, standard over feelings?
Of course, 100%.
Ernest Jones joining us. Glad to hear it. I love that. So when you see McVay chanting, run it back, I understand that probably maybe he had a few pops. Maybe everybody had a few pops. Maybe you're caught up in the moment in the parade. But does that make you think that he and Aaron Donald might run it back and that they both might be back next season? Do you have a strong opinion?
I 100% believe that. We're going to run it back. Everybody is going to do their best to, you know, keep this group together. I know the front office is going to do their best, because I know I sure as heck want AD back and all the guys. So it's going to happen, and we're gonna make our run, try and do it again.
Ernest Jones joining us. So you mentioned a few moments ago that I'm 22, and I've already got to lift the Lombardi. You did all of this as a rookie. What's it been like to come into this particular team as a rookie, become a starter, and then have a huge role in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, from the beginning, you learn, like, these guys are, you know, mean business. They have been, you know, a lot of these guys have been playing in the league and veteran guys and haven't even, like, played in the Super Bowl, let alone won one. So just coming in, I felt the determination from each of those guys and knew that I had to, you know, come with everything. And eventually I got my shot to become the starter, and I did everything possible to just not let those guys down and do what I needed to do.
Hey, listen, you proved that you deserve that shot. You made the most of that shot. You played enormous on the biggest stage. I'm curious, though, like, and so you know you belong there, but what was it like playing with guys like Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey? We're talking about guys that are all going to end up with yellow jackets for sure.
Of course.
What did you learn from those guys?
Man, and then you got to include Eric Weddle in that.
Like, I was going to get there next. I definitely was going to get
there.
I love Weddle.
But those guys there, I mean, like, Aaron Donald's freak of nature. Nothing like he does that went unseen. And we sat right beside each other, and just watching him was just enough for me to learn how to take care of my body, to go about the day, to even get mentally prepared. And then Jalen is just different. He's just an all-around athlete, and he gives you insights on just how to go about doing things that may not be, you know, the normal way of how it's supposed to, but it's all about, you know, finding what's good for your body. With him and Vaughn's just a great guy to be around. I've learned everything from him, just from nutrition to body, anything like that. So it's been great learning from them.
That was great the way you just broke down all three of those guys. And then what about my guy, Eric Weddle, dude? Like, what was it like to be around him? And then what was it like to see him out there with one arm refusing to come out of that game?
You talking about, like, true leadership? Like, I'll forever remember Eric Weddle for those few weeks that I was around him, just because, like, I strive to be a leader and as vocal and as, like, as smart as he is. Like, that man is – he's amazing. And to come off whatever he was doing, I'm not even sure what he was doing, but – to come out here and play the way he did, to impact this game the way he did, like, it's amazing.
Ernest, I think that's amazing. Like, I think that's amazing what you just said. That you, for the rest of your life, you're going to remember those few weeks that you spent with Weddle. That's an amazing thing. And when you just said, I aspire to be as intelligent as he was, listen, your coaches all the way up always talk about your football IQ and your acumen. Before I let you go, I want to ask you this. You're from Waycross, Georgia. It was recently Ernest Jones Day in Waycross. The local DQ created a special blizzard in your honor. What's it mean to be from that town? And how do you explain going from being from a small town to being a Super Bowl champion in such a short period of time?
You know, I can't really explain it, because us small town guys are, like, counted out. Like, we're supposed to, you know, just do kind of the bare minimum. But I believe, like, me just helping, you know, break that mold, and, you know, my community means everything to me. Them, you know, naming a blizzard after me, even a day, like, that's just, it means everything to me, like, to just be a positive role model to those in the community and to, you know, just give them hope that it's possible. Like, I did it, and I stayed 10, 15 minutes away from most of y'all, and y'all see me every day. So It just means everything.
I got to ask you really quickly. So, like, when you come from a small town like that, and you obviously have such great pride in the community, did you just kind of put your head down every single day and just keep attacking the process and you ended up here? Or when you started way back when, did you have a clear vision in your mind that this is where you could end up?
No, I just, you said it, like, every day I just put my head down and stuff just started happening. Like, one scholarship offer, and then came the SEC offers, and then it just, you know, trickled down to, you know, being here. So I'm just going to continue to do that, keep my head down, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, dude, I love that so much. I love that. I love that so much that you just put your head down and stuff started to happen, because you and I both know stuff did not just start to happen. You put your head down, and then stuff started to happen. I know exactly what you're talking about. Rams linebacker, Super Bowl champion, and he had an enormous day on the biggest day of his football life, Ernest Jones. My man, so good to have you on the show. Really nice to meet you. Really nice to talk to you. And you brought some great energy today, too, so I appreciate you.
No, I thank you so much for having me.
Ernest Jones, that was fun. Really fun and really insightful. All right. Whose house? Rams house.
We were champions!
Yeah, they are.